Now we are going to start one of the usual sections that we comment every month, which is about the Innovation Award, and we're going to start precisely with the JavaScript Innovation Award. Sharing the screen here. It's like Will, it seems my neighbor is having fun with construction.
No worries, I don't hear anything.
I don't hear, but I can hear a dog barking on your end.
Really? It's somewhere really far away outside. Okay, so my microphone is really sensitive.
Yeah, probably. Well, anyway, we are going to start mentioning about the winners that were nominated in June. So in July the results come out, and August the winners were announced. So Arthur Switchens, would you like to comment?
Okay, yeah, let me go first. And first one I wanted to comment about is JavaScript Image Resizer by Andras Toth from Hungary. And this object can resize your images using Canvas. Basically, in Canvas, you can draw everything in pixels, and so you can run different algorithms to resize your image. And I think it also has an example here. Yeah. So, like, there is an image here, the original image. We can try to resize it to some kind of huge amount. So like different approaches and redraw. I know it would not be too big.
Yeah, it seems to be smoother, right?
It's just, yeah, now it's resizing. Oh, okay, it's way too big. Oh, sorry.
yeah, I think you exaggerated in the size.
Yeah, we can try to make it smaller. That would also be interesting.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, you see how it's like here, really pixelated,
yeah.
And then appears much smoother, so it's moving, goes both ways.
Up I see. Scaling. And this is a feature that all browsers support, or?
I think all browsers that support Canvas.
Yes, but the smooth scaling.
I would say it's his own algorithm implemented that just simply does something and extrapolates pixels or something like that. It's not a built-in algorithm. I think he did it. He implemented it himself.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yes. Yeah, that's really cool. So, and Andrew's got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly. Next one I wanted to mention is JavaScript EU cookie law. Yeah, there is a law in European Union that you need to get the consent from the visitor that you are storing something in the cookies. And libraries like this are really helpful to just add a script and it takes care of the asking users. And then on the callback, probably you can do what you need. And this object was developed by Diego La Monica from Italy. Let me just look at the example. Yeah, you showed the message. And so it's also.
Yeah, and it blocks the cookies.
Yeah, interesting.
Even if your script attempts to access the cookies, they'll not be available until the user approves it. So I think it is a good solution for that requirement.
Exactly, that's really useful for EU websites. I know if EU websites or owners of the websites in EU, well, as a way, you can better add them probably for EU visitors then even. Oh, that gets really complicated. Okay, but Diego got a 1 year server license IP to country for his great package. So if you know you need something for this website, then use it. So you're a website owner, you should know if you need to use one on PHP or in JS classes or not.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, since it is not based on Europe, it shouldn't be, but I guess sites that put ads like AdSense will be required to do so because Google will push it. But I'm not certain about that, and I think there will be some time to actually determine if it will be necessary or not.
Okay. The next one I wanted to comment was JavaScript Keyboard Shortcuts by Everton De Rosa. And this class is tool, for example. So basically you register some key names and it executes a callback function when the keys are pressed. And it seems to be, it should also support key combinations. So really simple, really useful class if you want to add some additional stuff. I remember that I think Gmail has so many hidden key shortcuts you could use that probably no one really knows. So you can do something like that with your website using this package. And
Right. Now, just to mention that it really simplifies the keyboard handling, because usually you have to listen to key down and and then extract the actual keys that you want to listen, not all the keys. So this simplifies the keyboard handling.
And Everton got one book of choice by back from this package. That's all on my part.
Okay. On my behalf, I'd like to comment a few packages. Let me share the screen here. Well, the first package that I wanted to mention is this called Francium Voice JavaScript Voice Recorder. It is interesting because not only it can capture the audio from the microphone, but also can encode it in MP3 format.
Is there like web app to encode to MP3 format, or it uses like mscripted library to do that?
Oh, I didn't check to do that, but I know it does it in JavaScript, and also it uses a worker, so you can encode the audio in the background to avoid blocking the browser.
Or you could use request idle callback.
Yeah, and this package was developed by Sabin CB from India, and I think it is a great package. Next package that I wanted to comment is about emulating the spread operator that is ECMAScript 6 to work also in ECMAScript 5. This is a package from Stephanie Shepman from Australia. And it is interesting because since most browsers only support ECMAScript 5, they do not benefit of the features of ECMAScript 6. This is interesting. The spread operator is just to expand arrays that should be passed to functions that take variable lists of arguments. So just pass an array, and it is the same as passing as a list of parameters. So the next package that I wanted to comment is one interesting plugin for Apache Cordova or PhoneGap, whatever you can be using. So platform for developing mobile applications using JavaScript. And this package developed by Franz Josef Brunner from Austria actually provides dual code for the plugin. So it's not just the JavaScript. It provides Java code for Android and C# code for Windows Phone. Interesting, it doesn't seem to support iOS. Well, but that doesn't make it less useful. Basically what it does is to notify motion events, like when the user is moving around and it reaches a certain destination or is near a certain destination. It can provide those notification events. It is interesting because the coordinates of the GPS return are not 100% accurate. And if you can get an event when it is sufficiently close, it is useful. So kudos or France for this great package. And now let's talk about the Innovation Award ranking by of the year 2015. So far, Understoth is still leading. It's already includes the winners of July, but Anastas is leading with 6 packages in 33 points, followed by Suresh Kumar with 4 packages in 13 points, then Diego LaMonica with 2 packages in 8 points. And Stefan Scheffmann is tied also with 2 packages in 8 points. Gianluca Zanferrari with 1 package in 7 points. Dusan Boskic with 2 packages in 7 points. They are tied. And then Everton, La Rosa, and Franz-Josef Brunner are tied with 6 points as well. Jackson Knowlton from the United States. And then comes Arthur Sossins, that is not up to his previous year's performance when we won with lots of packages. But it's still...
I give them a head start.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, I think you said that before. Okay, by country, we practically have very similar ranking because many countries only have one participant. So Hungary is leading with 6 packages in 23 points, followed by India with 5 packages in 17 points. Then Australia and France and Italy are tied in third place with 2 packages and 8 points. And then the Netherlands, Serbia, and United States are tied in sixth place with 7 points. Then Brazil and Austria are tied with in ninth place with 6 points. So basically, this is the Innovation Award for JavaScript. Now let's see the Innovation Award ranking nominees for the PHP. This time in June we had 13 nominees, still lots of nominees. People seem did not go on vacation, which is great because they are sharing grades of good packages. And Arthur's, which ones would you like to comment?
Actually, it was kind of hard to decide. Some packages were interesting, some packages were hard to implement, and some packages were just useful. And I think this month I went with useful more. And thus, let me comment on PHP MySQL to MySQLi by Dave Smith, which basically provides an abstraction to abstract MySQL functions MySQLi functions with MySQL interface. So the ones of you that are too lazy to upgrade your scripts from MySQL to MySQLi could simply include this file and it would handle most of the parts. Well, I also used it, by the way, and you just needed to change parameters, the place, couple of places, but well, it mostly worked okay. And that's why it's great. And
yeah,
great for such lazy programmers as me.
No, I think it's a great temporary solution until you have time to probably migrate all your code.
Actually,
it won't work when the MySQL extension is not available.
Yeah, I had all my database calls wrapped up in single class, so it was quite easy to migrate after also, but I just wanted to try it out and it worked. And they've got one downloadable copy of PHP D-Professional for this package. And next one I wanted to comment on is also useful and is also Dave Smith, and it's called PHP Autosave Form Draft. So there are cases that you have a form, send user might fill them in, then he might think about, then he might go away and stuff like that. And this code, this package is useful because it allows you to save the draft, what they entered into the form, and get back that later. So it generates also the JavaScript code that periodically executes and saves this. Again, as I said, it's very useful. And Dave Smith already got his present, so that would be it, yeah. Other classes that I wanted to mention are kind of interesting, like add module PHP trait by Matthew Norton from United States. And basically, yeah, you might have a pluggable system, but then all classes should like have similar interfaces to use your plugin system. And what this class does, it allows you to implement this small pluggable functionality using traits that basically you could insert a wrapper for your plugin into specific classes without modifying them much, only requiring a trait from the inside the class. So that was really a great idea. So kudos Matthew, and he got one downloadable webhook of choice by O'Reilly. Next class I wanted to mention is by Dmitry Mamontov, and it's called PHP RAR Library. And basically this class can manipulate RAR archives. I don't know if it's called RAR in English, R-A-R probably. Dmitry did it all in plain PHP, which probably was kind of hard, and that's why kudos to him, that's really interesting. And he got Source Gardening PHP Encoder tool for this package. Another one I wanted to mention is PHP A Priori Algorithm Data Miner. So, again, developed by Dave Smith from United States. Well, Dave Smith has lots of packages this month. And basically what this package does, it takes sets of properties and determines some kind of relation between them, and returns this relation in a form of frequent item, like most frequent occurrences of the properties and stuff like that. And I remember I attended the data mining class. It was a long time ago, so I can't remember all details, but this is one of the first algorithms that you learn there, and that's great that someone also can implement this in PHP for PHP users.
Yeah. And this one was actually to respond a request from a developer that was looking for a solution, and Dave provided a solution. And you can see in the page the link for the actual request.
Yeah. Let me check where can you see the request?
Below recommendations.
Oh, yeah, I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you click there, you actually see the request for the recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can have a discussion on that and maybe even test code and stuff like that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last one I wanted to mention is also by Dave Smith. And this class does what I can't do, is to generate HTML to embed Hulu videos, which I can't watch, unfortunately, from my geolocation.
Yeah.
But for the ones who use Hulu, its class should be really useful, and it uses the standard embed up protocol, so it could be reused also for other similar videos.
Yeah, this actually does other things, like for instance, if you want to search for videos that are on Hulu, and there is no API for that. And so what it does is to pull the sitemaps and the XML sitemaps, and then you can know the URLs of all videos, and then retrieve the information from each video using the OEmbed support. So it is interesting. Okay, on my behalf, I also would like to comment on a few packages. Let me start with the okay, PHP Code Analyzer. This is interesting because it lets you find dependencies of your code on packet on extensions that are needed by your code. Sometimes you probably have some old code that depend on an extension that probably was not made available, and because it was discontinued or being deprecated. And if you can quickly examine your code and let you know which extensions it relies, it will be great, because it probably helps you to figure what code you need to update to work on newer PHP versions. So this package by Wap Morgan from Russian is really great for that, and for that he got one book of choice by Pact, which is always a great choice. The next package that I want to mention, apparently it seemed, this is a package that already exists, which is getting the Wiz information for a given domain. The biggest difference is that most packages that exist to find the Wiz domain, they rely on knowing the what is the Wiz server for each domain and that you need to query. And this package can figure that for you. You can look up the IANA server to actually figure what is the Wiz server that you need to query for the given top level domain that you want to that you need to query. So this is a great solution that does not require you to have the list of all Wiz servers for each top level domain. This is was developed by Nam Leng Gok from Vietnam. This is, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. The next package that I want to comment is a CSS parser that actually lets you edit the styles. So if you want to change a given style sheet, and you can pass it to this package, alter the CSS definitions, and then you can dynamically add, change, or remove styles or property definitions. So this is a great package by Tech Hub Rizvi from India.
So it would be useful for, providing a way to change the background for the website. Provide the UI, you change user-specific settings, and then when you in the request output the CSS file, you modify it with user-specific settings or something like that, probably.
Yeah, it could be useful to actually configure themes and do that on the PHP side. So I think it's a great price from Intech Hub. Not sure if I'm pronouncing this anywhere close. The next package I want to comment is yet another from Dave Smith. Dave Smith has been very active in this month. June, right? And he provides a class that you need to understand the Einstein theory of relativity regarding the speeds, the perceived speeds and time of two objects that are moving p- probably in different directions, but and this this is called time dilation. I've never heard about this until this package was published, so it is interesting for those that are working with physics and relativity theory, and that is a very different package than the usual. And the next package that I want to comment is also unusual, because I was not aware about this ChiralDB, this one, this package by Daniel Martinez from Spain. And it can connect and execute queries to ChiralDB. ChiralDB is, from what I understood, is a distributed environment on top of Apache Cassandra, and this is seems to be unusual. But with this package, you can compose queries and find parameters that of those queries, even caching and other stuff. So this is interesting package by Daniel Martinez. Another package that I want to comment is another that is also unusual, Alias Array from Richard Williams from the United States. Basically, you know that PHP has the array access interface that you can treat an object of a class as an array. And this package can access can store objects, values that are actually references to other values. So eventually this would lead to arrays that will take less memory, because let's say if you have many enters set to zero, you only have to have one value set to zero and the other values, other entries have a reference to that value that set to zero. So it's certainly an unusual package. And finally, one last package that I want to comment. This one is again by Wop Morgan. It's a package that allows you to create RPM packages for PHP applications. So you have a PHP application made of some files. You can give them some parameters like the name of the package, version, and description, and the actual files of the package. Then it creates an RPM package that you can use on Linux distributions that are based on RPM. So with this, we are going to see how is the Innovation Award rankings of 2013 standing. Well, so far, David Smith is leading with a great advantage with 9 packages and 88 points, followed by Dmitry Mamontov from Russia with 4 packages and 42 points, Matthew Knowlton, also from the United States, with 3 packages and 39 points, Gali Hamed with 3 packages and 26 points, Wap Morgan with 5 packages and 24 points. Then you have Tilly Wioski, then 10, Alicia Felicioni with 22 points. Then Samuel Adeshina with 2 packages and 21 points, and Mustafa El Amid with 2 packages and 19 points. By country, the things are very competitive, but thanks to several contributors from the United States, the country is leading with 14 packages and 135 points, followed by Russia with 13 packages and 99 points, then Egypt with 4 packages and 36 points, Germany with 6 packages and 34 points, India with 4 packages and 29 points, Nigeria with 3 packages and 28 points, France with 3 packages and 26 points, also tied with Tunisia, And then Italy with two packers and 22 points, and Switzerland with three packers and 20 points. So this year seems to be very, very competitive, although so far the leaders are very far ahead. We still have a few months until the end of the year, but the advantage of the United States makes it very comfortable